嘅鄰居。
When most people think of games, they think of video games, of young kids or adults lining up for the latest title for their Xbox or PlayStation or PC. But increasingly in the Czech Republic and other parts of Europe, the pastime of board gaming, yes, board gaming, has found increasing audiences. You may be wondering, what, if you're new to board games?But the truth is, there's a world of designs and titles out there beyond classics like Risk and Monopoly. It all started back in the mid-1990s with Settlers of Catan, a German game which went a long way in reinvigorating the hobby. Here in the Czech Republic, it's one that's caught on. Jakub Kieszynski, one of the founders of an association known as Czech Board Games,has been involved in all aspects of the hobby from promotion to design for the last 12 years. He explains how far board gaming in the Czech Republic has come.
Settlers of Catan had a big influence in Czech Republic as well. It was one of the first big modern games in Czech Republic, promoted by now almost forgotten Warlord.And it was taken over by Albi later on, and until today we have a Czech championship in Settlers of Catan, which is quite unusual for modern games. Of course, there are championships like in chess, but for modern games it's quite unusual. It changes, and a few years ago people would react, oh yes, chess, draws, etc. And I think today they already know that there is something different, at least.I have a feeling that everybody in Czech Republic now at least knows somebody who played one board game, which is a big change.
Says Jakub Kieszynski, the obvious reason for a new interest in strategic board games is not only better promotion, but most importantly, the availability of better titles. Games today task players with doing more than simply rolling a die, moving a pawn, or counting their paper money. And that's something I confirmed in Prague with Rafael and Christina Savron,a Czech-Italian couple here who regularly play games when they're not pursuing jiu-jitsu, fencing, and other hobbies. Here's why.
I love board games. It's, for me, it's the best because you are with friends. Normally or usually you play the board game with friends. So you are in contact with them. You can drink wine with them. Or...
It's true.
For me, it's...To have contact with friends.
You have to plan everything. You have to think your strategy. And you have to try to win. And you interact with your friends. It's not like when you play in the PC with other people in the other places. You are screaming. You have emotions. So it's not as when you play in a computer, in a PlayStation.
Ale já tam budu jet, jo? Když tam dostaneš, tam můžu pak jezdit.
A když
tam hodně dvě
kostky. A když ty tam můžeš taky jet, ale s mým svolením.
Many games now mix long-term strategic planning with tactical moves, while themes can range from the serious to the silly. You can play a band of brash adventurers fighting wimpy dragons and then squabbling over treasure, such as in Dragon's Gold by French designer Bruno Faiduti.Or you can run a two-hour version of the 1960 presidential campaign between Kennedy and Nixon in the acclaimed 1960 The Making of the President, designed by Jason Matthews and Christian Leonard. Game authors are now listed on the box, and some names, like Mr. Faiduti's and others, are known to game geeks everywhere, the way others recognize famous writers or filmmakers. Jakub Kieszynski adds there are many games to choose from.
I like to compare it with books.Because there is a wide range of games. You have games which can serve as entertainment very well, but then if you want to go deeper or you have some special needs, like you need to have fun at your party, or maybe you want to spend some time with your family with something, you know, more social than maybe computers, then you are looking for some special type of games. There are genres in board games, and games nicely cover many of these needs.
Where does that leave the Czech Republic? Mr. Kieszynski and other games organizers became convinced a number of years ago there was talent here that was being missed. They founded Czech Board Games with the aim of promoting new authors and new prototypes. They were successful indeed with one of their first projects in 2006, a fairly complex game called Through the Ages.
Through the Ages is a wonderful game, which I would call strategic. It's a quite complex game, far better than its predecessor, Civilization by Sid Meier. And yeah, it was a great success because the game is great. It received several prizes and it's now published by Fred Production in United States and Pegasus Spiele in Europe.
The title was designed by Vladimír Kvákil, arguably the best-known Czech games designer, whose projects often draw on different areas for inspiration, from fantasy to science fiction. His games demand by turns, clever timing, clever resource management, and clever tactical positioning. He just got back from Essenspiel, the massive October Games Fair in Essen, Germany, visited every year by some 250,000. There he presented Space Alert, a new title due out in the coming weeks in both English and Czech, in which players scramble to save their spaceships from imminent destruction. On Wednesday I spoke to the designer by phone to Brno and asked him how things had gone.
We were very happy with the feedback we were given. The game is pretty unusual in that players must cooperate together against the system within a limited time frame. In cooperative games, the problem is often that one or two personalities dominate others. That's different in Space Alert. No one person, no matter how forceful, can solve all the tasks. So players really have to depend on each other and show a lot of trust, and that's different, and that's something the players seem to appreciate.
Mr. Kvákil agrees. Back in the Czech Republic, gaming is continuing to increase in popularity, not only among hardcore players, but also among a much broader audience, that is, families. Not only are Czech editions of German, French, and American titles now readily available thanks to a number of local successful distributors, some cities, including Prague, also feature specialty stores. While there's no question in the future that board games will remain an undiscovered country for many, those who have broken into the hobby, like Raphael and Christina, who we spoke with earlier, know what the others are missing. In short, board gaming, here as abroad, has come a long way.
No jasně.